Chapter 10. Contemporary Examples of Religious Oppression and Tyranny. From Matthew 21:23. By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? As explained in previous chapters, the political ideology of Americanism grounds our rights and laws in the Creator Himself, and it insists that all levels of government take notice. From the landing of the Pilgrims in 1620 until the early 1960s, this ideology defined the governance of our nation and could be summed up in one simple prayer: Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Indeed, the right of the American people to live as one nation under God was also a formal commitment to live according to the divine order of the universe. The U.S. Constitution, additionally, was created to protect these rights in case the newly created government should ever attempt to suppress them. The American colonists understood that simply ridding themselves of the King of England and replacing him with an elected legislature was not enough to guarantee that their own fellow citizens, now drunk with power, would not eventually become tyrants themselves. In the film The Patriot, the character played by Mel Gibson was asked to join the Revolutionary Army and help end tyranny. In response, he asked a very simple but important question: Why should I trade one tyrant 3,000 miles away for 3,000 tyrants 1 mile away? An elected legislature can suppress a man's rights as easily as a king can. This question typifies a fear so common at the time that the federal government would itself ignore the rights of the people. A list of guarantees known as the Bill of Rights was created, therefore, with one express purpose in mind: to protect these same rights from the arbitrary power of the elites. The most precious of these rights was the freedom of religion. However, it still remained possible for the powerful and strong to use brute force against the weak, even without having the requisite authority. After all, a bully may use his power, his physical strength, to extort the milk money from your 6-year-old, even if he has no right to do so. Without this legal authority, the bully then becomes a criminal. When government officials use physical strength, intimidation, and threats, the police, the army, or the courts, to enforce civil penalties, fines, jail, or death, without the rightful authority to do so, it is an abuse of power known as tyranny. When the American people become universally ignorant of the doctrine of higher authority, it becomes much too easy for sophists and demagogues to claim that they have the authority to control every aspect of your lives. Consider this simple illustration. If a person was to walk into your house and notice that you were eating nothing but junk food, he or she, in an attempt to protect you from your unwise choices, might say, "I forbid you from eating junk food." How would you respond to this? Your best response would be with a question that was posed to Jesus: By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? In other words, as my fellow citizen, who gave you the authority to tell me what I can and cannot eat? The above question would force them to establish the most basic of facts: their authority to forbid your actions in the first place. This would make them defend their authority to control your dietary choices. In an evasive manner, however, they may employ an old lawyer's trick and make you defend your food choice. They might respond by saying, "Do you think that eating all this junk food is good for you?" A bevy of medical studies have proven that eating this type of diet will significantly shorten your life. Unquote. This will put you on the defensive by making you defend your food choice. But this is not the prime issue, nor should it be. The central issue is their authority to tell you what you can and cannot eat. The trick is not to defend your food choice, but rather to take them back to the original question, thus putting them on the defensive. By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? Before you concede your rights to another person, you must first require them to justify their authority over some aspect of your life. Once it is established that they have no authority to restrict your food choices, then they can try to persuade you to voluntarily surrender your right to eat junk food for your own good. This simple illustration also applies to our civil authorities, up to and including the Supreme Court of the United States. In other words, SCOTUS. Therefore, when any government official tries to restrict any aspect of your life, your first response should be, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? If they are unable to prove that they have the authority to restrict your actions, then you are under no obligation to obey them, thus retaining your rights. The most fundamental of American rights is our freedom of religion. It was the first right our founding fathers sought to protect. Since freedom of religion is a right bestowed upon us by the Creator Himself, it is therefore illegal for your fellow man, including any government official, to infringe on it. Therefore, when a government official, including the Supreme Court, seeks to suppress your religious freedoms, your response should be, by what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority? End of chapter 10.